And the pasuk continues Shvi. Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, and Yitzchak sent Yaakov vayelech Paden Aram, and he went to Paden Aram. Yaakov listened to his father Yitzchak and went Elavon to Lavon, Ben Besuel, the son of Besuel, Ha'arami. Either it means from Aram, or Ha'arami, the Ramai, the Makar, the Tricker. Achi Rivka, Lavan was the brother of Rivka, and Rivka was Aim Yaakov Esav, the mother of Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, Eni Adem Amalam Denu, I don't know what the pasuk means to tell me that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov Esav. These are Dvarim Pshutim, things that were repeated many times in this parasha and in the previous parasha. Vayara Esav, and Esav saw Kiverach Yitzchak as Yaakov, that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, Vishilach Oisei Paden Aram, and sent him away to Paden Aram, Lokachas Lo Misham Isha, to take a wife from there, Bivarach Oisei, when he blessed him, Vayitzav Olav Lemor, and he also commanded him, Lo Sikach Isha Bibnois Canaan, do not take from the locals, don't take from the daughters of Canaan, Vayishma Yaakov Elovim Velimoi, and Esav also saw how Yaakov listened to his father and his mother, Vayelech Paden Aram, and went to Paden Aram. Vayar Esav. So from this, Esav saw Kirois Benois Canaan Be'ini Yitzchak Aviv, that the daughters of Canaan were bad in the eyes of Yitzchak his father. Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. Therefore, Esav did not want to take another wife from Benois Canaan, but rather he went to his family and went to the daughters of Yishmael. Vayikach, and he took Es Mochalas. Mochalas, who was Bas Mish Yishmael, the daughter of Yishmael, Ben Avram, Yishmael was the son of Avram, Achois Nevoyos, the sister of Nevoyos, Mochalas' brother, the oldest brother, the Bechor, was Nevoyos, Al Noshav, he added this Isha on the rest of his wives, Loyli Isha. As Rashi said, he added wickedness upon wickedness. He did not divorce his first two wives, but added another Risha, another wicked woman on top of the other wicked women that he married before. And Rashi is medayik that if you look in the beginning of Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. He went to Yishmael. And then the Pasuk says, Achos Nevoyos. Mochalas' brother was Nevoyos. Why was it necessary for the Pasuk to tell me who Mochalas' brother was? Rashi explains, because originally, when Esav went to marry Mochalas, Yishmael was alive. But when it came the time of the wedding, Yishmael died. And Nevoyos, the brother, was the one who married off his sister to Esav. And Rashi goes through a calculation from the fact that Yishmael died at this time. We can learn out that Yaakov learned for 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Eiver before he went to Lavan's house. And we will see soon the calculation that Rashi brings down, how we can figure out this from the fact that Yishmael died at this time. Zok Rashi pasuk hey Aim Yaakov ve'Esav. Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Eini yodei amamalam denu. I do not know, Rashi says, what this pasuk is coming to teach us. We know already that Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav. So why does the pasuk have to repeat it? And we find a few times in Chumash that Rashi says Eini yodei. I do not know. If you look in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi there also says, Eini Yodea Mamalam Denu. Also, in the beginning of Parshas Sazria, on the Pasuk, Va'omoik Ein Mar Eho Mina'or, Rashi says again that he does not understand the Pshat. And there are other instances in Chumash where Rashi says the same thing. Zok Rashi Vayishma Yaakov, Mechubur Le'inyin Shalmalo, it is attached to the topic that is said in the Pasuk before. Vayar Esav Kiverach Yitzchak. Esav saw that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov, v'chisholach oisei paden Aram, and he sent him to Paden Aram, v'chishoma Yaakov el Aviv, v'holach paden Aram, and Yaakov listened to his father and went to Paden Aram, v'chirois benois Canaan, and the daughters of Canaan were bad in the eyes of Yitzchak, therefore, v'holach gamhu el Yishmael. Esav went and married the daughter of Yishmael. Zok Rashi Achois Nevoyos, Mochalas was the sister of Nevoyos, Mimashma Shenemar Bas Yishmael. Once the Pasuk says that Mochalas was the daughter of Yishmael, Eni Yodea Shehi Achois Nevoyos, doesn't that already tell me that she was the sister of Nevoyos? Why does the Pasuk have to say Achois Nevoyos? Elo Lamadnu, the Pasuk is teaching us, Shemes Yishmael, that Yishmael died Mishiyada LeEsav when he designated her, Mochalas, to Esav, Kodem Nisueho, before her marriage. Ve'esia Nevoyos Achia, and Nevoyos, her brother, was the one who actually married her off. Ulamadnu, and from this we can learn Shehoya Yaakov ba'oise perek ben samach gimel shonim. That Yaakov at this time was 63 years old. How? Shehare Yishmael ben ayin dal shonim. Because Yishmael was 74 years old. Hoya. Kishenoylad Yaakov. When Yaakov was born. Yishmael was 74 years older than Yaakov. Why? Sheyudal shana hoya gadol Yishmael mi Yitzchak. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Mi Yitzchak ben samach shana beled es oisam. Yitzchak was 60 when he had Yaakov and Esav. Hare ayin dalet, it comes out that Yishmael was 74. If Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 60 when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, it comes out that Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov and Esav were born. Ushnoisav hayakuf lamed zayin. And his years were 137. Like it says at the end of Parshas Chayesorah. Shenemar ve'elo shnei chay Yishmael, 137 years. Nimsa Yaakov kishemes Yishmael. It comes out that Yaakov was, when Yishmael died, ben samach gimel shonim, 63 years old. Because if Yishmael died at the age of 137, and he was 74 when Yaakov was born, it comes out that Yaakov would be 63 when he died. And since Rashi just explained that it was at this point that Yishmael died, when Esav went and married Machlas, it comes out that when Yaakov was going to Lavan's house, he was 63 years old. Ulamadnu mikan, and we can derive from here, shenitman bebeis Eiver yudal shana, that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years. And first after that, he went to Lavan in Charan. Shehari leishah beveis Lavan, because he did not stay in Lavan's house, lifnei leidaso shel Yosef, before Yosef was born, elo yudal shana. Only 14 years he was in Lavan's house before Yosef was born. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, avarticha yudal shana b'shtei b'nei secho. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters, v'shei shanim b'tzaynecho, and 6 years for your sheep. Uschar hatzoin, and the payment for the sheep, mishenoyla Yosef haya, was first after Yosef was born. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, v'yihi kasher yolda Rachel es Yosef. It was after Rachel gave birth to Yosef, then he asked for payment for the sheep. So it must be that he was only there for 14 years before Yosef was born. V'yosef ben lamed shana haya kishemolach. And Yosef was 30 when he became king. U'misham ad sheyored Yaakov l'mitzrayim teshanim. And from then until Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim was another 9 years. Zayin shal seva, 7 years of plenty, ubei shal rov, and 2 years of hunger. V'yaakov omar l'paroi, and at that point Yaakov told Paroi, yimei shnei migurai, the years of my life are shloishim u'ma'ashana, 130 years. Tzei v'chashoiv yudal lifnei leidus Yosef, go and count the 14 years before Yosef was born, when he was in Lavan's house, u'shloishim shal Yosef, and the 30 years of Yosef, v'teisha, mishamolach, and the 9 years after he became king, achabo Yaakov, until Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, harenum gimel, all you get is 53 years. U'kishapirish me'aviv haya ben samach gimel. And we said earlier that when he separated from his father, he was 63, harei kuf yud vav. That comes out to a total of 116. 63, which was the age when he officially left his father. And we counted another 53 years afterwards, totaling 116. But he said that he was 130 years at that time. We are missing 14 years. This teaches you, after he got the brachos from Yitzchak, he hid in the Beis Medrash of Eiver and learned there for 14 years. So the cheshbon is like this. We already said earlier that we proved from the death of Yishmael that Yaakov had to be 63 at this point when he got the brachas. Now let us figure the years afterwards. We know that he was in Lavan's house for 14 years before Yosef was born. And Yosef was 30 when he became king. So 14 years in Beis Lavan and 30 years of Yosef is 44. And then there was another 9 years before Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. 7 years of plenty and 2 years of hunger. Adding to 44 is 53. And what did Yaakov say? Yaakov said that he was 130 years at that time. If we take 63 and add it to 53, which were the years we just counted, it comes out to 116, not 130. We are missing 14 years. So it must be that between the 63 years and the 53 years, Yaakov went to learn in the Beis Medrash of Aver for 14 years before he went to Lavan's house. Maskel David asks on Rashi, why does Rashi use a lashon of Nitman the Beis Aver, that Yaakov was hidden in the Beis Medrash of Aver? Shouldn't he have written that he was Lomad, he learned in the Beis Medrash of Aver? Why the lashon Nitman? And the answer is because if you look at the psukim, you will see that the Beis Medrash of Aver was very close to where they lived, very close to Be'er Sheva. The pasuk says earlier, "Vayisroit tzu abonim bekirba," and Rashi says that when Rivka passed the Beis Medrash of Shem ve'Aver, Yaakov was rots umefarches lotzeis. Yaakov wanted to go out. What was Rivka doing walking by the Beis Medrash of Shem ve'Aver? It must be that this Beis Medrash was very close to her house, and she was passing by this Beis Medrash. So now, when Yaakov was running away from Esav, he went to the Beis Medrash of Aver. If this was so close to his house, he was worried that maybe Esav would find him when he was learning there. Therefore, it says he was Nitman the Beis Medrash of Aver. He hid. Since it was in very close proximity to where Esav was, he had to hide, and that's why Rashi uses the Lashon of Nitman. Another question that Maskel HaDavid discusses, and also is brought down in the Sifrei Chachamim, is that earlier we find two Batei Midrashim mentioned, the Beis Medrash of Shem and the Beis Medrash of Aver. Yoshev Oyholim, Yaakov was sitting Oyholim in the tents, Rashi said, the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. When Rivka passed by the Beis Medrash, it says she passed the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. So why over here does Rashi say that he was Nitman Bebeis Aver? It does not mention Shem. And they both answer, because earlier it was when Yaakov was born. At that time, Shem was still alive. But if you make the cheshbon that Shem lived 600 years, it comes out that Shem died when Yaakov was 50. Now Yaakov was 63. So when he went to learn in the Beis Medrash for 14 years, the Rosh Hashiva Shem wasn't there anymore. And the Beis Medrash was only called the Beis Medrash of Aver. It was not called anymore the Beis Medrash of Shem. And that's why Rashi says, Nitman the Beis Aver. And Rashi continues, Avaloi nenesh aleihem. Yaakov was not punished because of those 14 years that he was away from his father. B'schus ha-Torah, because of the schus of the Torah that he learned during those 14 years. Sheharei lo pirish Yosef me'aviv, because Yosef did not separate from his father Yaakov, ela chof bei shana, only 22 years, from the age of 17 until the age of 39. D'hainu miyud zayin ad lamates, from the age of 17 of Yosef until he was 39. Keneged Chof Beis, corresponding to the 22 years Shepirish Yaakov Me'oviv, that Yaakov was separated from his father Yitzchak, V'loi Kibdoi, and he did not honor him. V'heim Chof Shonim Bebeis Lavan, it was 20 years in Lavan's house, Ushtei Shonim, and 2 years Sheshor Baderech, that he was traveling on the road. Kidechsev, like the Pasuk says, Vayiven Loi Bayis, in Parshas Vayishlach it says that he built for himself a house, Ulemekneu Asa Sukais, and for his cattle he made huts. Upirish Rabbeinu Zal, Mizeh HaPasuk, and our Chachamim learn from this Pasuk, Shesho Yud Ches Chadoshim, Baderach. He was 18 months on the road. The Bayis Havi B'Mois HaGeshamim, a Bayis, a house, is for the winter months. V'sukos Hava B'Mois HaChama, and the huts are for the summer months. And the Chachamim learned that since it says Sukos B'Lashon Rabbim, it means two summers. And it says Bayis, which means one winter. Two summers plus one winter is 18 months. And according to the calculation of the psukim, shechashavnu le'il, that I mentioned earlier, mishapirish aviv, may aviv, achiyar l'mitzrayim, from the time that he left his father until he went down to Mitzrayim, shehaya ben kuflamit shanim, that he was 130 years, sham anu moisim oyudal shanim. We find another 14 years. Elavade nitma mebeis aver balichase lebeis lavan. It must be that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Aver before he went to Lavan's house. Lil my Torah to learn Torah. Mimenu from Aver. Ubishvil's chus ha-Torah. And because of the merit of Torah, loinenesh aleihem, Yaakov was not punished because of these years. For lepirish Yosef mimenu elachof beishana. And Yosef only departed and was separated from him for 22 years. Midah keneged midah. Akan matzosi barashi ha-yoshon. This is what I found in an old version of Rashi. So Rashi is explaining now that although we know that Yaakov was away from his father Yitzchak for 22 years, 20 years in Lavan's house, and 2 years on the road, Midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Yosef, Yaakov's son, away from him for 22 years, from the age when Yosef was 17 until he was 39. although there's another 14 years where Yaakov was away from Yitzchak, where he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eiver, he was not punished for those years because of the Schus HaTorah. Zakrashi al Noshov, he added Mochlas on his wives, Hosef Risha al Rishasai, he added wickedness upon wickedness, Shalagirish es Rishonos, because he did not divorce his first wives. So he still had Yehudis and Basmas, and added another Risha by the name of Mochlas.